I'm going to introduce everybody real quick, and then we'll get going. So starting over here on, let's see, your right, my left. Okay, so this is Jeff and Christy Ward. Jeff serves here at Watermark as the director of our external focus, and I'm going to let him share a little bit about what he does in his role here at Watermark. And man, what a gift it is to have you guys here with us. Y'all been married for 29 years, is that right? Wow, that's awesome. Way to go. That's really great. And then over here, Zach and Tara Whitley, Zach serves as the Director of City Engagement here at Watermark. And again, I'll let him explain all that. You guys have been married, I look today, 13 years, that's right. Two boys, right? Two little ones, and then one on the way. We're really excited about that. So great. Y'all are going through Reengage right now with your community group. So shout out to the Whitley community group over here. We got some fans over there. That's awesome. So, hey, we like to do a little fun tradition for guests, and so I'm going to put you on the hot seat and ask you to draw a question out from the cup, and then both of you guys have to answer it, okay? Okay, so if you'll read the question, Christy, and then answer it for us.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, it says, if you were a superhero, what would be your superpower? Oh, I'm thinking about that.
Okay. It would be leading worship. No, I'm not kidding. Flying. Okay. I mean, just as a kid, Superman was always my hero, and I just thought it'd be so cool to be able to zoom in over a ball game or land where I needed to land. So, what about you?
Okay, awesome. I think mine would be invisibility, like to have the superpower to be invisible and then to not be invisible. I think you could learn a lot about each
other. That's good. Okay.
Yes.
Whitley's. Put you on the spot, Tara.
Okay, the question is, if you could only eat one type of cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It'd be Vietnamese food, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Very true.
Nice.
I'd probably go Mediterranean, you know.
Okay, that's good. Very international.
Healthy.
I like it. That's great. Hey, let's start off our time together by just having you guys share just a very brief snapshot of your story as a married couple, your family, and then what you do during the day.
All right. Well, as you said, I'm Christy Ward, and I am a speech-language pathologist during the week, and so I work primarily with kids 3 to 5th grade, and so I'm actually on summer break right now, and as much as I love those students, I love the summer break. It's really great. And our story... we met as teenagers, and so we were actually very young when we met, but developed a really sweet friendship and kind of dated. We didn't live in the same town, never really went to the same school, so just a sweet friendship through the years. But thankfully, we're both raised in Christian homes with parents who love the Lord, so really, really thankful for that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I tell people it took 9 years to get her to say yes,
yeah.
So it was a lot of work. And then we have two boys, 24 and 22 tomorrow, and they're both at home right now, which is a real treat for us. And then I get to serve on staff, just celebrated 16 years as the director of external focus, and I get to work with Zach and just mobilizing our body and to connect our body with service across the city and around the world.
Similarly, Tara and I met when we were when we were 13 in the 7th grade, and we had every single class together. 7th grade through high school graduation.
Wow.
But we didn't start dating until college, when we went off to college and went to separate schools and really just started to pursue one another. We went to prom together, too. And so it's funny to have those pictures of going through puberty together that you can break out from time to time.
Let's see some of those.
That's right, yeah. I did not grow up in a Christian home. Tara did. And so I think we have learned and grown in our faith together. And like Matt said, we're going through Reengage right now. It's really fun and exciting to get to do alongside our community group. We're in chapter 2 talking about brokenness, which is the real deal. And so I've learned a lot about my brokenness through marriage. And I've had to unlearn a lot of things from my past, unlearn a lot of habits, and relearn what it means to be in the family of God, and learn what it means to be a Christ-following husband, dad, coworker, and friend.
Okay. Well, I'm Tara, Zach's wife, and together we have two boys. Winston is 5 and Walker is 2. I spend my days at home with them right now, so it's been really fun and a blessing to be around them. I thought I would choose invisibility, though, as well as my superpower to sometimes hide from those little kids.
It's always a safe place to be honest, so we all get it. We're right there with you. That's great.
I forgot to say. And we have a third kid on the way in November. And Jeff mentioned we serve on the external focus team together. I specifically get to focus on what's happening across the city of Dallas. And so mobilizing the church to impact the community in their specific gifts, passions, geographically across our city. And we work across 20 nonprofit partners and 9 outreach ministries here in Dallas.
That's awesome. Hey, let's start off our conversation just by, and we can, whoever wants to take this one, talk to us about places and ways that you guys have served together as a married couple.
As a married couple, we first jumped into, we were fiercely independent when we first got married. And so we served separate for the first probably 5 years of our marriage. And the first thing we jumped into as a married couple was serving in Merge. And we really get to, we really enjoy getting to invest in people's relationships in that way. So we've done Merge several times, as well as two-on-twos. And then something big in our family is hospitality. And so we've found a way to do that through hosting international students in our home, international students from UTD, where on Friday nights they meet at home groups, and they're also matched one-to-one with a mentor couple or a mentor person individual. And so we host them on holidays. We have them over for big special events, go on grocery trips together. And that's a lot of fun. It's a fun way we get to practice hospitality together.
That's great. I was thinking, as you said that, back in the day, when this church actually met at a high school, I think our first really service together was serving in kids. And that, you know, required, you know, pulling everything from a truck, toys, everything. We had kids in science labs with Bunsen burners that we were like, no, don't touch that. And it was a little crazy. But I think that was probably our first serving opportunity, now that I think about it. And then fast forward 21 years later, we've had just a lot of opportunities to serve as a married couple and then also with our kids as well. But I think as a married couple, probably some of my favorite memories are serving with the homeless or like Brother Bill's even, a food pantry and meeting with couples there. And then mentoring as well has probably been a highlight for us, just mentoring somebody through a child through Mercy Street. So.
I love that because what I heard was lots of variety. It could be hospitality or doing Merge, helping seriously dating or engaged couples like you guys mentioned, Whitley's, and then maybe kids ministry or mentoring or working in a food pantry. So lots of outreach, things like that. I love that because there's lots of different ways to serve, right? It's not one way. How has your marriage been impacted through serving together? What lessons have you learned? What changes have you made? What things have you just learned and known about yourself and your marriage through serving?
I'll take that one. I think for us, that's really helped us like invest in our relationship because our Monday through Friday schedules look so different from one another in this season. But finding a place to serve together, it helps us have like a point of schedule overlap and connection. And so that's really helpful for us. And so it's quality time together, but then it's also kind of a common activity that we've done. We can talk about it later and debrief. And so it's kind of twofold in helping us build our relationship.
Yeah, I think it's been really great for Christy and I because just to see each other in a different context, like the day-to-day, like you were talking about. And, you know, when you're serving, it just surfaces kind of gifts and wirings, and I get to see Christy be compassionate in a new way, or I get to see her pouring into a young couple doing two-on-two or something like that, and I get to see wisdom come out and other things that, you know, just, I mean, obviously in parenting we get to see, but to see that in a different way, it's just been really, really impactful for me.
That's great. I love the idea of just getting connected to each other, like you were talking about, Tara, and then seeing your wife and her gifts, and I think that happens both ways, right? Wife to husband and husband to wife to see each other. You know, another thing we talked about the other day was just the opportunity to kind of get outside of yourself. Sometimes in our married lives or we're parenting, it's just about this small little circle and that's all we can think about. But to recognize that God is at work outside of us, that can help. How has that dynamic perhaps played into your married life? Can you speak to that at all?
I think it can be easy to be self-focused or self-centered or focused on the family just at various phases, various times in your life, or depending on conflict or what's just happening in the broader sense of family. And so carving out a time to serve together and intentionally serving with one another, it just inherently or naturally causes us to focus outside of ourself. It causes us to focus on the people that we're getting to serve alongside and getting to serve. And so it just completely changes really who our eyes are focused on. And it makes us focused on others far more.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I love, there's a passage in Philippians 2:3 that just talks about, you know, considering others more important than ourselves. And I think that it's just a sweet opportunity when we get to go and we get to serve couples or kids or other people. And it does, it's just the sweetness of just the reminder that Jesus came to serve. And then we get that honor and privilege to serve others. And there's just a sweetness there to get to do that alongside your spouse and just the focus and the reminder of, we serve because Jesus served and he loved us and we love him. And so it just, it kind of brings it, I think, full circle, just our relationship with Christ and then, you know, the focus on the others.
That's really good. I want to ask a question that wasn't on our little plan, so be prepared. I mean this in a really complimentary way. You guys look really well put together, like you've got all of things together in your life. Did you guys wait till having everything just perfect in your relationship or in your family to go serve, or?
We'd still be waiting.
Okay, So what you're saying is it's okay even. Yeah. Anybody want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, I think you would, if you're just always looking for the right time or the better time, we're never going to be less busy. We're never going to be fully put together. And so for us, anyways, it's important just to get it on the calendar, just to, like, get it reserved, get it booked out. And again, it transforms the way that you think. We get excited to go and serve with each other. I like seeing the strengths and gifts that Tara gets to put on display in hosting other people or mentoring other young women. And so it just shifts. It grows our affections for one another. And service is a form of discipleship. And so it grows us together towards the Lord, too.
Yeah, and I think one thing I would add, too, is like, we're not all put together by any stroke. And, you know, sometimes when we go and we spend we spend time serving the homeless or with kids in broken families and mentoring and, you know, or we go into the prison and we get to hear the stories of the people that we're serving, you know, they're broken. We're meeting them in their brokenness, right? And we're broken too. And so there's something about the saying of a beggar leading another beggar to bread. And so, you know, we just get to, you know, my sin struggles look different than maybe the person across from me, but we both need the same thing, which is Jesus. And so there is something that the Lord does in our hearts as we serve and in their hearts that's just magical. I mean, in God's word, it just says, out of the comfort in which you have been comforted, comforted others. And so we can all just serve out of the overflow of God's goodness, grace, and mercy in our own hearts. And so it's sweet.
It's good. I'm really grateful for you guys coming here tonight just to encourage the idea of serving together and kind of model it for us. That's really good. What would be like a good first step for a couple who's here tonight who's like, you know what, that's maybe we'd like to try that. We'd like to take a little step. What would that recommendation be from y'all?
I'd start with what are your gifts? What are your passions? Like, if you don't have anywhere to start and you're just curious, what are your gifts? What are your passions? And then based on where you live, what are you proximately close to? What are the issues that you can't ignore around you or those issues that just tug on your heart that you want to step into? And then what are the biblical commands and mandates? Like, what does the Bible tell you to do to address those things? And that's your sweet spot. I think that's a great place to start. And even more practically speaking, Matt, whenever you're ready to land the plane, we've got specific ways that you can serve. And so if you don't know that homeless organization, Watermark has a really great partner in that space. If you don't know the best organization in West Dallas, Watermark has a great partner in that space. And so we would love to provide a handhold to you guys. And that's what our team does. It gets to connect people to areas of service across our city.
That's awesome. Zach? We're kind of coming in for the final approach. So, yeah, go ahead.
Before you tell them that, one quick thing I'd say is sometimes it's really easy. Like, if you're a teacher and you love kids, it's really easy to slot somebody in an academic intervention at you know, Lincoln High School or something like that, where third grade reading levels are really, really important because that's how the state decides how many prisons they're going to build, right? Or if you're in the medical field, it's just really easy to slot somebody into Watermark Health and they can serve, you know, in that way. But there's just some really practical, you know, even ways that if you're going, I don't really know how God's wired or gifted me or what I'm passionate about, there is a thing called Shape Survey, which is on the website at Watermark. It's for spiritual gifts and helps you understand your heart and your aptitude and your passions. And it helps you understand more about you and just how God's wired you. And then it's a tool that you can bring to our team and we'll help walk you through the opportunities. But we have a saying, it's just simply start and start simply. So don't feel like you've got to overanalyze it. And I mean, there's some really easy on-ramps you're about to hear. And then there's just some ways that you can just plug in and then God will reveal to you what maybe what the next thing of next step in service might be.
That's great. Christy mentioned mentorship. There's a lot of ways to mentor, but one group is called Mercy Street, where you can mentor a student from West Dallas, and that's great to do as a couple or as a family. You get to mentor that young person and even get to know their family, and they just get to work into your schedule. It's really flexible based on what you're doing. There's a group in West Dallas called Brother Bill's Helping Hand. If you don't know them, you should know them. They've got a community market where you can restock shelves. You can also sign up to deliver groceries directly to people's houses. And so it's a really easy way to serve as a couple. And then lastly, we mentioned serving with international students. So just north of us, UTD has one of the highest populations of international students, primarily from India. And so you can go to an international student home group every other Friday where 50 international students gather, or you can mentor a student one-on-one and just get to invite them into your home. Those are really simple ways, and we've got a lot of others. If you're looking for a monthly way that you can find just quick, easy, one-time ways to serve, you can sign up for Straightforward Service, which is a monthly newsletter that our team will email you. And so if you scan this QR code or you look up Straightforward Service, we send out monthly, specific, unique ways that you can serve across the city, highlighting 20 different partners. And then lastly, you'll see scrolling through, we're doing Love Our City, ways that you can go and serve specifically the homeless this month. And so you can find information at watermark.org/loveourcity if serving the homeless population would be interesting to you.
That's great. I spent some time on that website, watermark.org/loveourcity, the other day, and there's lots of great opportunities, easy steps to take to get plugged in to serve. So that's great. Guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. Can we give it a hand for our panel tonight?